It's been a hot topic around the water cooler. Bill Gates isn't leaving his $44 billion fortune to his kids. He's giving most of it away to fight poverty. What he's giving his kids is, quote, some money, but not a meaningful percentage. He says he doesn't think it would be good for either his kids or society to leave it all to them. The balance he's apparently trying to strike is to ensure his children have to work, but still feel taken care of. What a stance to take. How would you feel if your parents put charitable works in their will ahead of you? Would you consider that for your kids? Bill Gates has retired from the day-to-day running of Microsoft, but he and his wife Melinda are very actively involved in their poverty-fighting charitable organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That one foundation is said to have spent $29 billion on vaccines for 250 million children globally, preventing an estimated 5 million deaths. Pretty amazing statistics. Even if you look at how much they've given as a percentage of what they had, it's still uncommonly generous. Certainly, many people have an argument against the way Mr. Gates did business, and I'm not making comment for or against his ethics at Microsoft. I'm just looking at the position he's taken with his fortunes since. There's a way he's responding to his kids. A few things Bill said about them from what I've read. Firstly, that he doesn't want them to be spoiled. Secondly, that he wants them to have to work to earn a living. Thirdly, and this is where I read between the lines, he's prepared to risk making an unpopular decision to make sure they develop strong character. That's some bold parenting. And on the other side, where his money is going, is to the poorest people on earth. Bill is apparently often moved to tears on his overseas trips, seeing the injustice and poverty that some people are stuck with. He's weighed up what is preventable, and now he's working to prevent it. Vaccines, employment opportunities, safe places for vulnerable children. That's the kind of direction he's pointing all that money he worked all those years for. That's some bold living. We don't have to be billionaires to make decisions that count, though, nor do we have to leave it up to the billionaires to get that work done. The character of his decisions is what I like, regardless of the dollar value. When I weigh up that kind of parenting up against what the Bible says, it seems to stack up. One of the clearest verses on parenting says, "Train your child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not turn from it." Same with the giving to the poor. I couldn't hope to count the number of places in the Bible we read about giving being more blessed than receiving, or how many times we're urged to remember the poor, comfort the distressed, and act with justice. And I'm challenged to hold my life up against that and ask some big questions. What do you think? Has it got you asking some big questions too? I hope so. I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvation Army.